he is now in the hands of a jury. It's interesting, after watching Ripple, a company, wipe the floor with the SEC in a very long, drawn-out trial, in my opinion, it should never have lasted that long. We're now at the moment where many people that have put a lot of finance and time researching into XRP now have a jury in front of them. Now, you know that I have invested in XRP. I've been invested in XRP since it was around 2 cents. And every time I trade my cryptocurrency, I pull my profits out in XRP and I store them away, store them on my own hardware device, away from the meddling hands of an exchange. There's a story down below, and actually, I'd love to hear it. Hashtag XRP if you own any XRP right now. And let me know what you think the jury is about to decide, because the jury, and this story comes out of coinformania.com. It's entitled Ripple Wins Court Case, but Jury to Decide on XRP Security Status. Now, we know that we have already seen a judge rule, or not rule, but in give their opinion. I do not believe that XRP is a security. And a lot is hanging on this decision right here. There are also, ever since I've been doing stories about XRP and Bitcoin, there's so many people that are scared or afraid to get involved because they don't know where to start, because there's so many scammers out there. If you want, I'm going to do a 24-hour sale. There's a link down below on the Crypto Trader Pro course. If you've never owned cryptocurrency, it takes you from how to buy it, how to secure it in your own wallet, and then all the way into how to start trading accounts and trade it. So if you want 24 hours, there's a link, 80% off link for that course down below. It says here on June 20th, Ripple Labs achieved a critical legal victory in the federal class action suit filed in the Northern District of California. You know, let me stop also, and I want you to give me a date of when you think the first XRP ETF will come online, because I want to talk about Brad Garlinghouse, the CEO of Ripple Labs, and what he just stated on CNBC about his idea of when XRP is going to be a tradable ETF that is going to explode the value of XRP. It says here, the case monitored closely by the XRP community revolves around the classification of the digital asset under U.S. securities law. Judge Phyllis Hamilton presided over the case, granting Ripple's motion for summary judgment and dismissing class claims regarding the unregistered sale of XRP. The court's ruling in favor of Ripple dismissed both federal and state class claims that alleged XRP was sold as an unregistered security. Pro XRP lawyer Fred Rispoli explained the court's decision on social media, emphasizing that the win was procedural rather than definitive. Said a win for Ripple in the Oakland class action grant judge grants Ripple's summary judgment motion on federal class claims for unregistered securities, as well as the state law securities claims. But these were procedural wins, Rispoli stated. Despite the favorable outcome, the court did not make a legal determination on whether XRP itself constitutes a security. Instead, the decision leaves it to a jury to decide if XRP meets the criteria outlined in the Howey test. Well, if they understand the Howey test, quite frankly, I believe the jury is not going to find XRP as a security. Says the class action is now over at the district court level. As to whether XRP is a security, however, the court held it is a for a jury to decide whether all three prongs of the Howey test are met, and they all have to be met. So let me take a break real quick and say that what's interesting is we've seen it's been well publicized that the SEC did a horrible job in the case of trying to go and attack Ripple and bring down the value of XRP. That really was what they were doing, because the government is weaponized now. Type one if you agree with that. Type two if you do not believe the government is now weaponized, officially weaponized, meaning that if one segment of the government is losing a battle, it can use another segment of the government to go after something to attack it. And so they saw the writing on the wall. The US dollar is losing its reserve status. It's losing all kinds of different statuses and its use cases. And Ripple is designing XRP, building that ledger up to be used for cross-border payments from country to country and allowing CBDCs, digital currencies, to run on top of Ripple. And then you would need to buy, to run on top of XRP on the XRP ledger. And then you would have to actually physically own XRP to move, to pay for the fees of moving your currency from bank to bank, government to government, person to person. And it's just like Western Union or the SWIFT code. When you want to move US dollars to another country, you need to pay for that process, that texting process, in US dollars. Well, this is built to where if you want to move currency around the world, and all these governments are building their central bank digital currency to talk with XRP so that it can communicate and move in instantaneous, like lightning fast movements for, I'm not joking, pennies. You could send $1 million with the XRP and it will cost you pennies, and it will happen in less than 2 seconds. It's absolutely incredible. And the second the other person gets it, they can send it somewhere else for pennies in less than 2 seconds. Well, the US government sees this and, oh my gosh, this is the greatest threat to the US dollar. This is worse than Saudi Arabia walking away. It's bad. And so they weaponized, they used an arm of the government to go and attack them. So the SEC has failed miserably in this case because they didn't really have a leg to stand on. And so I believe personally that the jury has been witnessing that, and they've been staying up on this and they're researching. And I believe that they're going to personally, I believe they're going to find that it's not a security. Now, when this happens, this now completely obliterates everything. The Ripple has won the court case. The jury has found they find that Ripple XRP is not a security. You have now completely opened up the floodgates for this ETF, and that is going to bring a ton of value. As a matter of fact, I always love asking people this. What do you believe the price? Now, this is another thing. When I talk about price, you have to realize XRP has been suppressed for multiple years, and there are big hands taking this. And this is what's really cool. Unlike stocks where you can see, open up a door, let's wind in. Where you don't get to see who's controlling the stock, dark pools, owning, and things like that. When you go onto the XRP ledger or the XRP rich list and you look at the, I'm going to give you a little insight into how to do this. The Wayback Machine, the Internet Time Machine, go check that out. Go on to see if they, I don't even know if they've been recording this, but I'll bet you they have. Let me know yes or no down below. Go onto the XRP rich list and look at the list of wallets. And then go into the Wayback Machine and start looking at past dates. And over the last 3 years, what you will find is the concentration, the top 100 or 1,000 wallets, watching those grow. And people need to understand what that is smart hands, very intelligent groups of people are purchasing XRP, and they're purchasing it in a way to where it doesn't cause spikes in the price. And that is very important to understand the value proposition. People way smarter than all of us are purchasing massive, massive, massive amounts of XRP. You know, there was a time where, because of what I did, I was up on that list. And I have been personally pushed down. My company was pushed down. But my company had a big stake in XRP. And at one point, we were screenshotting it and, you know, we were really excited, but we've been pushed way down because massive holders of XRP have been accumulating more and more and more. And these are not exchange accounts. I think it's really important. And it says here, let me go over this. It says the road ahead for Ripple and XRP. Ripple's procedural, grounded beef. Thank you so much for the super chat. I don't know if you guys have seen that channel, but a subscriber, Chris, has been around for a long time, started a side hustle and just did a video about him. So thank you so much, Grounded Beef. Go check out his channel. He's got a really new, I want to say it's 4 months old, YouTube channel talking about his newest side hustle. It's a really cool story. Ripple's procedural victory offers a temporary respite, but the broader legal questions surrounding XRP's classification as a security remain unresolved. Sadly, and this is from the attorney, Rispoli, sadly, it depends. XRP has legal clarity via Judge Torres only as it involves the SEC making allegations of federal securities violations. And Judge Torres was the one that said that she did not believe that it was a security. He says But in the Southern District Court of New York, which other courts can ignore in non-SEC cases. So this is a totally separate issue. So what you're seeing is in the District of New York, one judge says it's not a security. They go, okay, we're going to go over to another court system. This is the weaponization of the government. We're going to go over to California and come up with a class action and now make a jury decide. Well, here's the thing. So it's very obvious what the government's doing. They're scared to death of XRP not being qualified as a security or viewed as a security in the legal system because they went from New York, now California, and now it's in front of a jury. I believe that honestly, the jury is going to find that it's not a security. And when they see how much destruction the government has done to a lot of people, because this lawsuit caused a lot of exchanges to lock down, lock up people's money. They lost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars when XRP's price spiked because it was so hard to get it because it wasn't trading wasn't open on every exchange. That's why I teach people how to get their money off the exchange or their cryptos, currencies, or tokens off exchange to take advantage of these kind of situations. I was able to sell the last spike and then buy much lower and almost double my position. That's a big deal. But most people don't know how to do this. And so once the California jury finds, if they find that this is not a security, this is rock solid. You now have a district judge in New York and you have a jury in California both saying the same thing. And then it's open skies. And I know that the team at Ripple know this. They're excited to move on and get the ETF going. And when the ETF comes out, the amount of institutional buying, if you watch the Ripple, you know, rich list or the ledger, the biggest accounts ballooning up, you haven't seen anything yet because private money is going to move into these ETFs because they understand what's going on. They've just been waiting for regulation or regulatory clarification. And once that happens, it's a game. It's game over. Hey, if you never opened a crypto account or purchased any Bitcoin or any XRP, I'm going to put an 80% off link. We haven't ran this sale in like 3 months, I think. Normally $1,000, it's now $199. Links down below. It will teach you everything from knowing nothing about crypto, how to purchase it, how to store it securely, how to secure your exchange accounts, and then how to trade it in and out. And people in the monthly coaching calls are crushing it right now. And there's a lot of money to be made because of my purchases just recently. I scaled back in and I've still got some purchases that are waiting to limit orders to go through because I think you're going to see in the 60,000 range in Bitcoin. I could be wrong, but that's just me. And I just scored an incredible buy on ICP the other day. And I actually bought and sold Uniswap and I made 18% in 1 week. So not a lot of people are making that kind of returns. They're not all the time, but you know, if I just have one of those trades a month, I'm doing okay if I can make 18%, but that's just me. None of these things are guaranteed, but most of these, the course, what we teach is risk mitigation. And most people think they're going to become multi-millionaires because that's what they're told online. I mean, all these promises are fake. I want to teach people a discipline in trading that will blow your mind. And our students all agree. So if you want, it's a 24-hour sale. It's down below. Hope you have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.